We're holding in our story with the Baal Shem Tov that he's on this island after this traumatic experience with the storm. Before we continue, I want to say over a different girsa of the turkey story, the way it's written in Rabbi Zevin Sefer Sipuri Chassidim. It's basically the same Nekuda, but a little bit of a different storyline of what happened that night in Turkey. And the story goes like this, according to this Girsa, that many years before, really it explains, we said that the mother of this current Sultan was a friend of the Yidden. Why was she a friend of the Yidden? What's up is this lady was a friend of the Yidden. So the story goes like this, that this father Sultan, Tati Sultan, he would like to know what people thought about him. So he would travel incognito, not online, but without his royal lavush and guard. And he would be mistovev, he would drezich amongst the people. Now, it happened to be one time he was wandering and he was captured by a group of bandits. And of course, they did not know that he was the Sultan. But he was trying to figure out how could he get out of this. So he told them like this, you can kill me or we can make a lot of money together. He said, how can we make a lot of money? He said, I'm an expert at sewing. And if you sell my carpets or my blankets that I make, you can make a lot of money. But most people are not going to want to buy it. You have to be very, very, very classy. You have to have a good taste in material to appreciate my art. So sure enough, he makes a, let's say a blanket or a something, a beged. And in the beged, he sews a letter of his name. And the bandit comes to the marketplace. And everyone's laughing at him. Meshugana is trying to sell this shmata for so much money. And one yid saw it and he saw there was a symbol of the king's name with a certain insignia. Certain symbol. He said, maybe there's something here. He asked, who's the one that made this work of art? The guy says, I can't tell you. So he bought it. And he said, come back tomorrow if you have more. And sure enough, every day he was buying more art. And he was slowly, slowly putting together the king's name. And he went to one of his friends in the palace who said, the king's missing. So he put two and two together. And the king's palace gave him money. And he kept on buying these begodim. Until not only they knew where the king's name, where he was, and the whole story. And sure enough, the next time they followed the bandit, a whole group of people, and they saved the Sultan. So since then, they were makar toiv. The mother and the father were makar toiv to the Sultan, for the Yidden, for what they did. Now it happens to be that that night, according to this gear, so this guy, this Yid already passed away, and the Sultan already passed away. And the Sultan told the Yid, anytime you want to get anything from me, of course, I'm ready to give you a favor, anything you want. But he never actually cashed it in. But now he came from Olam Emes and he told his son, you better go and be mevatel the gzeira. Because the king had a prime minister, which was a Soini Yisrael. And he says, you better go. And he thought it was a crazy dream. And he kept on getting a dream. His father was saying, go to the king and tell them that you're my son and you want to cash in the favor. You want to be mevatel the gzeira. And he said, if you want proof to what I'm saying, you can tell the king that his prime minister is really Nishkin Muslim, he's a Catholic. Baraya, and when he sleeps in his bed at night, he wears a necklace with a tzelem. And sure enough, the whole story, they went to the mother and she woke up her son. And that part of the story continues where they were able to have Hatzalah for Klal Yisrael from the Baal Shem Tovs, Lo'isi Neflois, Gedoyleis Levadoi. But either way, the Baal Shem Tov is now on this island, and the story goes that he was captured. Not stam captured by bandits. According to one version, he was captured by a group of cannibals. Cannibals are bandits that eat humans. In other words, that, you know, that's just the way it is. Meshugana mention. And when they captured the Baal Shem Tov and his Talmud, they were already preparing supper. they're preparing the fires, and they're stuck. And the Baal Shem Tov's Talmud said, Rebbe, get us out of here. Say one of these names of Kedusha that you know, Kabbalah, and take us out of here. And they said, Baal Shem Tov said, I forgot all my Torah. There's nothing left. I pashut forgot everything. And the Baal Shem Tov asked his Talmud, so maybe you remind me, you say something, and get me out of here. Maybe that will jumpstart us. He said, also, I forgot everything. He says, everything, mamish, there's nothing left that you remember? Garnished. Until the Talmud says that he remembers one thing. What does he remember? He remembers the olive bays. So we have the Baal Shem Tov and his Talmud. They're stuck here on this island. In a few hours, Chas V'Sholem, the bandits, are going to make dinner from the Baal Shem Tov and his Talmud. And the only thing he knows is olive bays. So the Baal Shem Tov says, you start and I'll repeat after you. So they had the famous Aleph, Beis, Beis, Gimel, you know, like back in Cheder. And they're saying the Aleph Beis. And the more they're saying the Aleph Beis, the more the Koyach of Torah, the Koyach of Kedusha, comes back to the Baal Shem Tov. And Baruch Hashem, he was able to daven. And the story goes that the bandits heard a big sound. And there's two gersois. Either it is that they were regular soldiers that came, that were looking for these bandits that actually came and arrested them. Another gers is that they were malochim, dressed as soldiers that came to save the Baal Shem Tov. Either way, the Baal Shem Tov and his Talmud, Baruch Hashem, were saved. But they realized that continuing to Eretz Yisrael is not in the plan. That wasn't the way it's supposed to be. Baal Shem Tov really wanted to go. His brother-in-law, he had a brother-in-law of Gershon Kitaver who was there. The Reb Chaim HaKadosh was there. And the Baal Shem Tov really wanted to go. But instead, the Baal Shem Tov went back home and continued his avodah. That is the story of the Baal Shem Tov and his trip to Eretz Yisrael. But just to finish off with another story of Eretz Yisrael, that there was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. They really, really wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. And the Baal Shem Tov did not give him a bracha to go. Not once, not twice, not three times. And at the end, he begged. The Baal Shem Tov said, okay, Ken's gate. But right before he went, the night before, he fell asleep and he had a dream. And in this dream, he's going to Eretz Yisrael. And he's going to Yerushalayim. Harabayis, Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi, and Kodesh Hakadosh. He's mamish going through, and he's seeing all the kelim and the avoda and the kehanim, the levim, and finally comes to the Kodesh Hakadosh, and he opens up the curtain. He gets a peek behind the curtain in a dream, but the Arden is missing. There's no Arden there, so he's get the geshrei. He's screaming. What's this? A Beis Hamikdash without the Arden, what's going on? Even though in Bayis Sheni there was no Arden. But in this Bayis, there should be Arden. So a Baskel came out, and the Baskel said, Taka, you're in the Beis HaMikdosh. Oh, but the Arden is in Mezhebush. The Arden, the Baal Shem Tov, the Shechilu Yashchina, the Arden is in Mezhebush. From this, the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov understood that we can gain to Eretz Yisrael. But if you want to be connected to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, if you want to be the Gilei Ashchina, that's where the Rebbe is, that's where the Kodesh HaKadoshim is. And with that, we also understand the famous word from Chassidim, Prodan Hatomim, about the famous story of the child that went to the base, to Lubavitch, and he asked his father, why after Yechidus do all the kids dance and all the Chassidim dance? And he said that the same way when the Yidden left, the Kohen Gadol left the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he would make a big simcha, there was Yoytzi Mikodesh HaKadoshim, Miyoyim Shechorev Beis HaMikdash, from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that Lubavitch is our Yerushalayim, and the Rebbe's Shul is our Beis HaMikdash, and the Rebbe's, where the Rebbe's Cheder Yechidis is our Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Arin, from which the Shechina comes out, that is the Rebbe. And therefore, when you're Yoytze from Yechidus, when you leave Yechidus, just like a Kohen Gadol leaves Kodesh HaKadoshim, he dances, Mit Beroiv Shira Vezimra, so too when you leave Yechidus with the Rebbe, you dance. So with this we finish our series. What started with the Gilui Torah of Chassidus by the Baal Shem Tov Yefutzah Manasecha Chutza finishes off with Dor HaShvi, the Rebbe bringing the Shechina, the Chatzi Kadar HaTachtin, Shtaka B'Zeicha to the Iskalos, take it from Yad Mahi.